Today we continue our new series entitled One Another. There are 59 one another phrases in the Bible that are an imperative from God regarding how we should interact with our Christian brothers and sisters, our non-believing friends, our enemies, yes, even our enemies, our neighbors, our family, and more. The purpose of this series is to go through scripture and evaluate a few of the one another phrases in order to determine how God desires for us to live in this present age. These 59 one another's include week one, what we talked about, love one another. Week two, forgive one another. Week three, accept one another as Christ accepted you. Week four, which is where we are today, wait for one another. And week five, we'll talk about encourage one another. Week six, carry one another's burdens. Week seven, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Week eight, honor one another above yourselves. And then week nine, live in harmony with one another. Yes, we have a few more weeks to go, but I hope that you are enjoying understanding and knowing how we are to treat one another. Today we will continue with perhaps the most unusual one another. Today's topic is wait for one another. 1 Corinthians 11 and 33 says, wherefore, my brother, when ye come together to eat, wait for one another. Ephesians 4, 1 through 2. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Today's subject, wait for one another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how, asking that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we don't even have room enough to be able to receive. Lord God, we ask that you will decrease me and increase you, that your word will not return void. And anything that might be a distraction to us receiving your word on today will be deleted so that we will be in a place to receive. In your precious and holy name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the scriptures on today. As followers of Christ, we are called to treat one another as we want to be treated. God invites us to love everybody, even those we dislike the most. I know it can be hard. By doing so, we will gain acceptance in heaven. Paul says, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait one for another. Here, Paul is addressing problems that sometimes arose during the Lord's Supper. Paul is urging the Corinthians to evaluate themselves and judge themselves so that God doesn't have to. Paul urges the Corinthians to discern the Lord's body in one another by making sure everyone is served. Wait for one another. The principle of the Last Supper's perspective is one of hospitality. The entire evening surrounding the Lord's Supper could be categorized by two words, passion and patience. When sharing the Lord's Supper or any time of communion or fellowship, if we want to actually follow the instructions in the Word of God, we need to honor the Holy Ghost in one another and wait on one another. The Lord's Supper was not and is not a casual event. The Lord's Supper is a community event, a meal that symbolically recognizes the covenant Christ made with each of us. To be clear, Paul uses the example of the Lord's Supper as a way to teach us to wait for one another. The Lord's Supper is a meal that embodies what Jesus declared to be true. We are proclaiming the Lord's death and resurrection. Jesus, with his life, reconciled all things in heaven and on earth, and we embody that reality by our fellowship together, by looking out for one another, by waiting on one another. There are a lot of ways and reasons hospitality through patience can be lived out in our community, but let me point out three. Here we go with our 3 points on today. First, what? Waiting is a part of the sacred remembrance of Christ. Celebrating the Lord's Supper is sacred and deeply significant. Waiting is a part of the sacred remembrance. Jesus kept the Passover feast with his disciples on the evening before he was betrayed, the Lord's Supper. Or Christian communion, Eucharist. Look back to the death of our Lord and ahead to his victory over death at the resurrection. The Lord's Supper also reminds us of the waiting that must take place before Jesus returns to restore eternal peace. The simple command Jesus gave to the followers was to remember me. I hope you remember Jesus on this day. In observing the symbolism of the Last Supper, we honor the sacrifice of Christ. I'm so grateful for the sacrifice. Moreover, when we wait for one another during the Lord's Supper or at any other time of fellowship, we show the communal aspect of service to one another that Christ exhibited towards us. Jesus said, "The greatest among you will be your servant." The Passover feast is a time of celebrating and remembering the liberation of God's chosen people, the children of Israel, from their slavery in Egypt. It is also a time to remember God's people had to wait on Him to deliver them. I don't know about you, but it took some time for God to deliver me. And I'm so glad that I waited on Him to deliver me. Sometimes we seek deliverance in a whole lot of places without waiting on God to come and to cleanse us from the top of our head, as they used to say, to the sole of our feet. Jesus repeatedly said to the disciples during the celebration of the Passover feast, or what we call Jesus's Last Supper, "As I have done unto you, go and do likewise." Waiting is a part of the sacred remembrance of Christ. As we remember having to wait on the promise of Christ, we are reminded to wait on one another. Yes, we must wait on one another, because that is a sacred symbol of how we show love one towards the other. Sometimes we want to get ahead of ourselves. Sometimes we want to do it by ourselves, and the other person is moving way too slow. But when you act like Christ, who waited on us to get it together, when we act like God, who waited on us to get it together and even gave His only begotten Son, then we would have a right to the tree of life, because we couldn't get it together by ourselves. He gave a sacrifice for us. And so when we wait on one another, it is because that is a sacred symbol of how we show love one towards the other. "As I have done unto you, go and do likewise." Wait on one another. Point number two, when waiting is a spiritual discipline, we should practice often. I know sometimes we get impatient, but remember the Bible says, "Patience possess ye your soul." Following 9 other plagues, all the firstborn of the Egyptians were to be killed. The firstborn of the Jews were saved because Moses instructed God's people to kill a lamb for the Passover and sprinkle its blood on the doorpost of their houses. Death passed over the houses that had blood on the doorposts. To keep this miraculous and historical event always in their memories, the Jews were commanded by God to celebrate the Passover every year. The Apostle Paul describes it like this: "The Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And the same way also He took the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the cup, is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Paul also reminds us that there is a time limit on this remembrance. Paul says, "Proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." That comes from 1 Corinthians 11:26. Waiting is a spiritual discipline we should practice often. Let's not forget what James told us: "Count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation, but the trying of your faith worketh patience, and once patience has had its perfect work, you will be entire, wanting nothing." Don't you cut yourself short because you're not willing to wait for one another. Here it is, number three, who and why. Christ followers should wait for one another because Christ waited for us. I hope you can look back over your life and begin to remember times when He waited for you. And so when you get impatient, when you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, remember you should wait for others because He waited on us. All 4 gospel writers gave us details of the events surrounding the Last Supper. For reference, here are the chapters and verses: Matthew 26:26-30, Mark 14, 17 through 25, Luke 22, 7 through 22, John 13, 21 through 30. Let me repeat those one more time because I want you to write them down and study them between this week and next week. Matthew 26, 26 through 30, Mark 14, 17 through 25, Luke 22, 7 through 22, and John 13, 21 through 30. After they finished eating, Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn and made their way to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Judas was waiting to betray him into the hands of his enemies. On the following day, Jesus underwent trials and suffering, after which he was crucified. Let me put it another way. Jesus knew he was born to die. Jesus knew that he would be the savior of the world. Jesus knew he would die for the sins of his followers and everyone that would believe, but he still had to wait for it to happen. Jesus did not rush the process. Jesus had dinner. He taught his disciples. He went to the garden to pray, was betrayed, was arrested, went through a trial, was beaten, hung on a cross from the sixth to the ninth hour, and then waited until the third day to be resurrected by the power of the Almighty God. Can't you see how Jesus waited so that God's will and promise for us would be fulfilled? He waited for the other. And if Christ did all the waiting for us, we certainly should wait for our brothers and sisters as he commanded. As the Jews were to choose a perfect lamb for the Passover meal, so Jesus, the perfect Son of God, who takes away the sins of the world, became the means of our redemption. In doing so, he showed us how to wait. From the Lord's Supper to the upper room until he returns to earth, we are to repeatedly memorialize his life and sacrifice. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are to wait on one another. The entire evening could be characterized by two words, passion and patience. I'm so grateful for God's passion and his enduring patience for my sin-sick soul. Are you glad about it? Will you be willing to wait on one another as Christ had done for us? Here's my final challenge to you. Will you wait on one another as we attempt to understand each other's perspectives about life and culture? Will you wait on one another as others try to understand your perspective? Will you wait on one another when an apology is owed to you? Will you wait on one another when a debt is owed to you? Will you wait on one another when a person has stumbled and needs forgiveness? Will you wait? Will you wait? If you don't know the answer to that, then let me give you the answer to how he did it for us. He waited. Will you wait? Remember, Christ waited. Bow our heads in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for reminding us to wait. Thank you for reminding us that patience possess ye your soul. And Lord God, in this season where there are still that want to rush through things, that are not waiting on God to give an answer, waiting on God for clarity, waiting on God for direction, waiting on God to order and ordain our steps, God, that you will let them know to wait on you. Lord God, that you know the timing. Your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. Remind your people, God, that they will honor the waiting period and that not just for themselves, but they will wait on others, God, that we will be willing to wait so there is no one left behind and that we will lift as we climb. Lord, look on those right now that are in the midst of eviction. Look on those that right now, God, are in the midst of a layoff. Look on those right now that are in the midst of the sickness and bereavement. Bring comfort to those that mourn. Bring healing to those that are sick and bring provision to those that are without. In your precious and holy name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.